wanted to break something, but the equipment in the lab was too valuable to waste. A single figure bustled around behind him, watching the chemical's progress and tuning the stone's heat. As chief of research, a short, balding man in his 50s named Malcolm, an alchemist of only marginally less skill than Krannic himself, had been working to solve the flaws in their weapon for years. And while the project was making progress, Malcolm claimed it wasn't ready. Krannic didn't care. His spies had finally found out Leonidas's plan. Unfortunately, they found out too late for Krannic to do anything to stop it. Leonidas now had the power to control dragons. Combined with the power of his ring, the man was virtually invincible. Only the weapon had any hope of defeating him. It might not be perfect, but it would have to do.
"Malcolm, wake it up," Krannic said. "I beg you, High Sage," Malcolm trembled as he spoke. "I haven't worked out all the flaws. It might be unstable or even non-viable. Hela, I told you never to speak that name in my presence."
Malcolm quailed. "My predecessor burned all her notes before fleeing with the prototype. I haven't been able to recreate them fully, much less fix the flaws in the original design."
Krannic stalked over so his massive frame loomed over Malcolm.
"You watched her working and have had nearly 20 years to replicate her work. If you haven't done it by now, why should I believe you'll ever succeed?"
"She was a genius, a once-in-a-lifetime talent. I don't sell my ability short, but I am realistic. I may find the breakthrough tomorrow, or it might be 5 years from now, but I will find it."
"Unfortunately, we are out of time. 5 years from now, we'll all be Leonidas' slaves. Win or lose, our time is up. Wake the weapon."
Malcolm bowed his head. "As you command, High Sage."
Krannic followed him to the rear of the lab where a large cylinder covered by a dark tarp waited. Malcolm tossed it aside, revealing the thick, heavy glass underneath. Floating in the vat was a sandy-haired boy of perhaps 13 years. His ribs showed clearly and his cheeks were sunken and hollow. Only a simple pair of cut-off trousers covered him. His eyes were closed, giving him the appearance of sleeping peacefully. That last was an illusion. The chemicals in the vat kept the boy unconscious, just as the nutrients swirling in the liquid maintained his physical form. It was an incredibly complex balance that had taken years to perfect. Just the maintenance fluid would have been a discovery worthy of a career. Krannic couldn't have cared less beyond the fact that it served his greater goal. Malcolm dragged a 3-rung ladder over and climbed to the top. From within his black robes, he pulled out a small vial that dangled from a silver chain. He lifted it over his head, unscrewed the cap, and poured the contents into the cylinder. Soon enough, they'd know if the work they'd put in over the past 19 years was going to pay dividends, or if they were doomed to serve as Leonidas's lapdogs for the rest of their probably short lives. The boy's peaceful-seeming slumber gave way to fits of twitching and muscle spasms. His thrashing grew strong enough the liquid sloshed out of the top of the cylinder.
"What's wrong with it?" Krannic asked.
"The weapon has never been awake. The process of becoming conscious isn't a peaceful one, much like childbirth."
Krannic grimaced but said nothing else. As long as the weapon worked, he didn't care what it had to do to become functional. He was staring into the agitated fluid when the weapon opened its eyes and stared back at him. Then the boy smiled. That expression held not a hint of sanity. Krannic barely had time to step back before the cylinder exploded outward, showering him with glass and chemicals. He staggered, his skin stinging from exposure to the mixture.
"Malcolm, what?"
His chief assistant hung suspended from bands of darkness that wrapped his neck, arms, and chest. Matching power crackled around the weapon as it hovered 6 inches above the floor. Though it had Malcolm trapped, it stared at Krannic, the same deranged smile twisting its features.
"Do you know me, boy?" Krannic asked. "I am your master."
The weapon clenched its fist, crushing Malcolm to pulp.
"Master? What does that mean?"